censored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. As we start Thursday night, and tomorrow night we have Scott Smith, my co-host, the dynamic duo, Rick Adams and Scott Smith together. We look forward to that Friday night program. Well, tonight we have a potpourri. First half hour here will be free and open. I will be making a few interesting additions to your news day, giving you an idea of what's been happening, what's going on, and articles. Then at 9:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Central, we will have John Clark on to give us an update on not just his personal things, such as his books, but also what is going on now with Fox, Vicente Fox, and the Invasion USA. And then at the top of the next hour, we'll be getting together with Jeff Bennett. I know he's been on a lot this week and on all the programs, and there's a good reason for it. And we are growing but struggling to keep the Republic Broadcasting Network going. So he'll be back and talking about economics and the economy, among other things, and questions are fair game. So he'll be on in the second hour. So that'll round out this week, tomorrow night. Next week, we will be off the air between holidays, between Christmas and New Year's. Okay, just when I take off, watch Bush pull another 9/11, huh? God willing, he won't. But anyway, I will have off next week, and every night we will be featuring a rebroadcast of a favorite program, a great guest program. So tell all your friends to listen in. They will be broadcast on the network next week, okay? And then we'll be back, God willing, at the beginning of the year. We hope we will, and we look forward to it. We pray, and we covet your prayers, okay? We don't covet much here because coveting is not right. But we do look forward to a lot of prayers, which many of you have certainly endeavored to do and have done. We thank you for that. Our number, of course, is 800-313-9443, toll-free, 800-313-9443. When we come back, of course, to start the program, I want to start off with the so-called Patriot Act, which I call the Treason Act. Each of the representative of each of the parties has been dancing around this issue now for a long time, and they all talk out of four sides of their mouths, from Republican to Democrat. Not one of them will come out and flatly say the Patriot Act is anything but patriotic. The whole act is unnecessary. We don't need any of it. All of them are willing to play the game of compromise. And we've got all of them in on it, Republican and Democrat. So when we come back, we'll just update you as to the latest on the so-called Patriot Act extension and what happened in the House. And then, of course, you know, Congress getting ready now, just close shop and give us a little bit of a reprieve for a short time. So we shall return in just about 3 minutes from now, and we'll be bringing you up to date on these and other issues, and you have a chance to get in a free call if you wish to talk about anything on your mind. We shall return. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere Talk Radio, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara, 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
Okay, we're back now to begin the program, and I'm going to just read to you what has come out of MSNBC pertaining to Congress giving the Bush administration's so-called anti-terrorism powers 1 month, one more month of life. And the work has been finished by a lone senator sitting in the virtually empty Senate chamber, okay? So Congress finalized the defense spending bill that funnels extra money to the Gulf Coast and to Iraq. The GOP-run Congress completed the two bills in a scramble to finish a year complicated by standoffs with Democrats and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the House had passed this one-month extension of the Patriot Act yesterday, or today, actually, and sent it to the Senate, which passed it tonight, I believe, ahead of the expiration date, which is December 31st, on some of the so-called anti-terror law enforcement provisions of the Patriot Act. Approval in the House came on a voice vote in a nearly empty chamber after Senator or Representative James Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, refused to agree to a six-month extension the Senate had cleared several hours before. We're happy to agree to a shorter extension of the Patriot Act. The important thing is to strike the right balance between liberty and security, said Rebecca Kariszner, an aide to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. The Senate passage marked the latest step in a stalemate that first pitted Republicans against Democrats in the Senate and turned into an intramural GOP dispute. Without action by Congress, we're told, several provisions of law enacted in the days following 2001, September 11, were going to expire. Bush has repeatedly called on Congress not to let that happen. As you know, Mr. Bush has boldly said that terrorists don't expire, and neither does terrorism. But we got to follow the terrorists around the globe, day and night, night and day, at a cost of hundreds of billions of dollars. Well, anyway, a senior administration official speaking on condition of anonymity said President Bush would sign the one-month extension. He's not happy about it, of course. He's upset that it had been reduced to about a month. Now, of course, as you know, 1 month is 1 month too much. The so-called Patriot Act has done virtually nothing, absolutely nothing, to make America safer. In fact, it can't. The administration's policies have made America more unsafe, more vulnerable to terrorism than at any time since he ascended to the White House in his first term. Now, in a statement Thursday, Bush said, quote, "I will work closely with the House and Senate to make sure that we are not without this crucial law for even a day." The Senate vote Wednesday night marked a long turnabout, and the House, of course, finally compromising with the Senate and approving this measure. Passage of the one-month extension means that lawmakers will be debating this issue early in the new year, and it is certain to require more concessions to the Senate and its critics who are seeking greater privacy protection. So the battle is on. The battle continues as we speak. Make no mistake about that. This bill, this Patriot Act, for those of you who are new listeners who were not on board at the particular time of the follow-up and the fallout of 9/11, and how this so-called Patriot Act was in fact conceived of about 9 months before the attacks, and it was in fact conceived of through Pratt House, which is the building that houses the Council on Foreign Relations. And as you know, Bush has been speaking before this group and its adjuncts, such as the World Affairs Council, Council on Foreign Relations itself, the Committee for Economic Development, which is a domestic arm, and the Foreign Policy Association. These are more adjuncts of the CFR. Bush has been speaking before the audience, an audience made up of people who not always agree with the neocons, yet all of them are interventionists, all of them are internationalists, and all of them are globalists. So the one thing they do support virtually wholeheartedly is the so-called Patriot Act, which, again, came from the Council on Foreign Relations, essentially. Now, that ought to tell you something. That ought to tell you who's in control and what it's really all about. You know, I heard some of these characters, the Hannitys and their fill-ins and so forth, basically state that, well, you're plotting to do some evil, and the federal government has caught wind of this. The FBI should not have to go to a judge, should not have to get a legitimate warrant in order to stop you, because after all, it may be too late. And of course, that's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard, because we're talking here about people who are suspected of, quote, acts of terror, when in fact, many of them could be set up. Oh, yeah. I mean, just because the government says it was investigating you because you were about to detonate a bomb doesn't mean it's so. Now, George Bush has taken us down this path, this route, and he does so with that smirkish, filthy smile on his face that reveals to me just how sick and sadistic he really is. Because he knows, and you know, and I know, that this is not about security, and it's not about defending America. It's about defending the police state that has been created in America today. You or any one of you out there, any one of us, could be next. I mean, you look at the Hamdi case, you look at the Jose Padula case, and you look at these people who were detained, picked up, detained, not for months, but for years, literally 3 years, without facing formal charges, without facing trial. Then we have this judge who's left the panel, resigned from the panel, because he knows that something just ain't right in Denmark. It smacks of totalitarianism. Wasn't that what George Bush said on the campaign trail? And since then, yeah. He said he would love to be that dictator because America would work very well as a dictatorship. Just give him the reins of control and he'll make us safe. So Yes, we'll be hearing more about the so-called Patriot Act as time goes on in the beginning of the new year. Now, here's an interesting item. Austrian man gets 2 months tacked on to a theft sentence for use of Nazi oath. Listen to this from Vienna. An Austrian man who used an oath of loyalty to Adolf Hitler for his cell phone voicemail has been sentenced to 2 months in prison. Yeah, you heard me right. Police came across this message on the 20-year-old's phone in 2004. They called to question him about a burglary. See, this is the super snoops. This is what George Bush wants to do to us here in America. Prosecutors say he downloaded the message from the Internet, and it includes the repeating of the phrase, Sieg Heil. The defendant says that the download was a quote, spontaneous act, unquote, and that he did not fully embrace the meaning of that oath. Now, excuse me. He was sentenced to a year in prison for theft and fencing stolen goods. Okay, no problem. But then the court decided to tack on 2 extra months for using that oath. You see, a law in Austria makes Nazi insignia, Nazi propaganda, a crime. So thank you, Associated Press, for telling us the world has been saved now from another Adolf Hitler. Oh, my. Can you believe it? And then there's poor Ariel Sharon, having suffered a, quote, minor trans ischemic attack, TIA stroke. Poor Ariel. Now, Ariel, of course, has a weight problem. And I guess with his 1,000-acre farm that he has stolen from the Palestinians, and he, of course, has more land than that, I guess he has a lot of time to eat. And despite the rumors, he said he does not eat Palestinians for breakfast. Maybe for dinner, maybe for lunch, but not for breakfast. Well, poor Ariel has been hospitalized, and as you know, with that stroke. And, of course, we saw clips of Palestinians dancing in the streets celebrating that situation, and Ariel said, don't worry, he's going to get right back to work, and he is. And, of course, that will entail, I'm sure, bombing and killing and pillaging and so forth. So at least we have that to look forward to, don't we? 800-313-9443 is our phone number here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. And we have a little bit of time for a quick call or so, but I'm just trying to bring you up to date before we speak with John Clark from Americans for Immigration Control. That will be our next half hour. And then at 9 o'clock Central, 10 Eastern, we'll be chitty-chatting with Jeff Bennett from Republic Trading. But we'll be talking about economics, the economy, what's going on worldwide. So you don't want to miss that because there's something new happening every day. And something affecting the markets, and that we will definitely deal with. All right, we will take a quick break, and then when we come back, we will chitty-chatty and bring you up to date on a few other issues that you might like to know about that you haven't read in the so-called mainstream news media. I wonder why, huh? Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. And we are going to come right back with your calls. If you have a quick comment or a call, don't be shy. Be fast, but not shy. Rick Adams will return. Stay tuned. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
All right, okay. We are back on the program. And before we join John Clark in about 6 minutes or so, I just want to bring you up to date on a number of things. And there's really so much to talk about in so little time, but many of you probably saw the column. I don't know, those of you who read from various sources on the net, and you go to the newspapers. Greg Palast, of course, has done a great job. GregPalast.com. That's GregPalast.com. And on his site here, the column Fallujah Arithmetic Lesson for Sunday, December 11th this year. And the professor writes, and he's talking about New York Times page one, quote, American commanders said 38 service members had been killed and 275 wounded in the Fallujah assault. New York Times, page 11. The American military hospital here reported that it had treated 419 American soldiers since the siege of Fallujah began. Questions for the class. If 275 soldiers were wounded in Fallujah, 419 are treated for wounds, how many were shot on the plane ride to Germany? We're told only 275 soldiers were wounded, but 419 treated for wounds. And we're told that 38 soldiers died. So how many will be buried? Well, how long have those Times reporters been embedded with the military, Greg asks. Bonus question, when will they get out of bed with the military? New York Times, page one, the commanders estimated that 1,200 to 1,600 insurgents had been killed. New York Times, page 11, nowhere to be found the remains of the insurgents that the tanks had been sent in to destroy. The absence of insurgent bodies in Fallujah has remained an enduring mystery. Every time I hear the news, that old feeling comes back. We're waist deep in the big muddy, and the big fool says to push on. Pete Seeger, 1967. Happy New Year from Greg Pallas. Now let's say happy Thursday night to Doug in Texas. Hi, Doug.
Yeah, Rick, I heard some guy plugging a book, and he's talking about what a big threat Iran is because bought nuclear weapons, mm-hmm. and they bought some of our congressmen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, as cynical as I am, Rick, I don't think that they bought any of our congressmen because I don't think AIPAC is selling.
I don't think so either.
In other words, they're flush with cash. They don't need the money, so why would they sell any of our congressmen?
Absolutely.
Somebody else.
Who was that, Richard Minotaur in his latest book?
I think
that you're referring to?
I think so.
Right. There's a whole bunch of them out now, and they're getting ready for the big push next year to stop Iran's nukes that don't exist.
Well, I think what we need to do is I'm going to urge Ron Paul to get some. What we need to do is break up AIPAC's monopoly on owning our Congress and, mm-hmm. and diversify ownership, like mm-hmm. they broke up the bills and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to sell, you know, a portion to the Arab countries and you know, just spread it out,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we don't have a monopoly.
Well, you know, I get a kick out every time somebody talks about whether it's any of Israel's enemies, the Arab nation, Saudi Arabia, what have you, they're trying to buy their way into control of Congress. You know, at least they're honest about it.
Right.
They have to pay for them. The fact is, and I read directly from the Jerusalem Post, I have some of the source material, that the Israeli lobby doesn't even have to spend any money. They just snap their fingers, and if any congressman dares to question Israel, the anti-Semitism card is trumped up. So
right.
They're the most dishonest. At least buying them would be a more honest way of doing business rather than fear, wouldn't
certainly.
You think?
Certainly. And mm-hmm. they know that since they've got the media control that you know, they just write, it's like Cynthia McKinney.
Yes.
And what I like about them is how they come out and sort of admit, you know, like somebody's been stealing cookies out of the cookie. They wasn't me. Don't. But, you know, they always preemptively come out. And it may well look into the Kennedy assassination.
Uh-huh.
That's anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
Yeah.
And why that is.
Well, now we get this Representative Patrick Tiberi from Ohio and 13 of his buddies in Congress trying to essentially pass a measure that will set up a thought control mechanism in the schools for the Israeli lobby, just in case some academics continue to decide to critique Israel's policies. Huh? Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Well, we definitely need to control anti-Semitism.
Oh, well, I agree. I mean, you know, who are the Semites here and who are not?
Right.
I think anti-Semitism is rampant in the world today, but I don't think that these Kenites are exactly Semites, that's for sure.
Not hardly.
No, not hardly, sir. So, good point, as always, Doug. And unfortunately, I think the world now is all too well aware of the fact that American Congress is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the AIPAC groups. And the tragedy, again, is that America and Americans who don't pay attention are the ones who are reaping the fallout. Thank you, Doug.
Perfect.
Good call. And we shall be back with John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we are back, and as promised, John Clark will join us right now from Americans for Immigration Control. Hello, John.
How you doing, Rick?
And I'm doing. Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, too. Can we say that now? Is that illegal yet, John?
Well, I don't care if they make it illegal or not. I'll continue saying
You bet you will. And I will, too.
I didn't really think there was going to be much to talk about before, Christmas. But
there's always something to talk about. And Vincente Fox has given us something, hasn't he?
Yes, he has threatened this country. He has threatened our Congress, which really should be an act of war. I mean, there's been an act of war going on now for years on the Mexican border. The Mexican military, the illegals, the drug smugglers, this is every one of these actions have been an act of war. Now, Vicente Fox is threatening this country because in this new bill, they're saying that they're going to build a fence on sections of the border, which is nonsense anyway, because we had a bill approved back in 95, 96, who put a build a wall down on San Ysidro, down by San Diego. That, to date, has to be built. Now, but yet he's still threatening. And it's just amazing that Bush is silent on it. I know Tom Tancredo, Congressman Tom Tancredo, has been on
a number
various
of programs.
TV shows saying, where's our president, when we're being threatened by this third-rate country called Mexico. And it's simply an outrage that they're allowing this to go on. But here it goes to show that the only time you know you're being invaded is when you try to stop it. And that's exactly what's happening now. They have the perception that we are, and we are making some steps. We're seeing, little bitty things happening around the country where Americans have woken up and saying, hey, enough is enough. But the American people are doing it, not Congress.
No, absolutely.
that the American people are saying, like the Minutemen, I think that really initiated a lot of it. But the American people really have to contact our government, especially George Bush, and say, look, we don't want this man meddling in our business, telling us what to do. Now, they keep saying this is a Berlin Wall. Now, the difference is the Berlin Wall is to keep people in. This wall is to keep people out. This is a wall to keep drug smugglers, illegal aliens, and terrorists out, not to keep people in. That's the big difference.
Right. Now, I have to take my hat off, if I may, at least to the, I guess it was the Stryker Brigade, right, from Fort Lewis, right, that turned back about, I guess it was about 1,000 at the border, and they helped apprehend some 2,000 anyway, who had entered illegally, and they deserve our praise. That's just one group and one instance of where people, as you say, are doing what the government is supposed to be doing and not doing.
Well, it's going to have to, you know, I've told people all along, our government can't or won't do it. And the American people are going to have to do it themselves. You know, Minutemen, it's nonviolent. They're down there just reporting, you know, the illegals and drug smugglers to the Border Patrol. Let them, you know, help them with their job. They need assistance. Mm-hmm. If our government is going to do it, the American people have to do it, because it's no longer the government for the people, by the people. That's long gone.
That's right. John, now that I have you here, though, let me bring up the subject, because people have been asking me, and I've been curious too. What have you heard, if anything, from Ray and his brother, who were in Arizona in the Coronado Forest, where they were purportedly fired upon by Mexican Army personnel about 2 or 3 months ago? We talked extensively with them on this program. What's the latest?
I turned it over to a couple of members of Congress. And I was really just outraged by their response. One said it didn't happen. Another one said, oh, that happens all the time. You know, what's the difference?
So it doesn't happen, but it happens all the time, huh?
Yeah, somebody in the Senate, senator's office said, well, that happens all the time. What's different about that? You know, and I know Ray and his brother. I've known him for years, and they are telling the truth. This really did happen.
But for those who don't know, by the way, why don't you just recount that story briefly so people get an idea, because we've got so many new listeners now.
Yeah, okay. Ray is a rancher down in Arizona, and I first met him about 5 years ago when I was doing my first documentary film down on the border, and I went down to film the Mexican military assisting the drug smugglers, which was new. Nobody really had any evidence on that. And I met Ray at that time. He assisted in going down the border, finding locations, and so on. Well, a few months ago, his brother and himself were approached by two men who wanted they were shooting a documentary film and wanted Ray and his brother to take him into an area that was known as a drug smuggling route in the daytime, you know, and which they did. It was Coronado National Forest. So they took him up there, and they were near the fence, and the one kid was looking through the viewfinder. He says, you know, there's some guys running towards us. And Ray's brother looked through his binoculars and saw that it was Mexican military, and they were in a wedge formation. Now, Ray's brother was U.S. Marines in Vietnam, and he knew it was a military formation, and they were getting ready to fire on him. And he said, get in the truck now, and they took off. The two kids were crying practically, yelling and screaming, they're going to kill us. And they just barely got out of there. He said if they had been there just another few seconds, they would have been dead. And the truck taken back to Mexico, and nobody ever would have known what happened. So then they were trying to leave the Coronado National Forest. They waited till nighttime to get out of there. They were stopped by the ranger, park ranger. And then the park ranger called the Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol, asked them the description of the men firing on them. They told them, they said that was definitely Mexican military special forces. So Ray called me the next morning to tell me about it, and I tried to get first Fox News and a few others to do something on it, and they said, well, we need the video. I said, what do you need the video for? You go down and talk to the, you know, the two ranchers. I'll vouch for them. I've known them for years. This isn't something. But then to turn it over to congressmen and senators that I know and to just sweep it under the rug and say, one saying, oh, this happens all the time, and another say it didn't happen
at
all.
Well, who are these congressmen? Can you mention them?
Well, no, I really can't because I am working with them to try to stop this thing that's coming down the line.
Well, is like, can I ask you, is Tom Tancredo one of them?
Well, no.
He's not?
It's another one. But like I said, there's negotiations going on right now to try to stop the Senate from dismantling anything at all that we have, what little we have in the Sensenbrenner bill. They're going to try to dismantle
the immigration
everything.
Bill, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to probably try to do it in February and get the guest worker and strip everything out of what we have in there, what little we have. They did it before about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The American people and your listeners really need to call our president and demand that he take action against Mexico to stop this threatening. I mean, this is an act of war, to stop this threatening of our country. Now, I talked to the Mexican consulate, and I said, look, you know, you're going to find yourself on the short end of the stick. You keep threatening the American people and sending all these disease-ridden people and drug smugglers into our country. We have a right to protect ourselves, and if you don't like it, then go home. Pack up your consulate and go home.
You know what's funny?
I'm tired of it.
Just to point out to you, and this is certainly the exception, not the rule, on our local cable TV facilities here in where I am in Rhode Island, one of my friends who's part of our team aired one of your videos on the Mexican invasion. And he aired it on his program just this past week. And he got a very caustic email from someone who really was semi-literate. I don't have it in front of me, but he told me, you know, that you have a lot of nerve in what you're doing, trying to pick on the Mexicans. You stole the land from Mexico in the first place. You're going to get it back now. And, you know, and then tying in a little bit of phony evangelical Christianity there by telling him they should embrace Christ and let everybody come in who wants to come in. It's the humane way. So that one example of the kind of email that he got is part of a campaign going on across America now, not just La Raza and some of these other groups we've talked about, but many of them now are really engaging in some heavy-handed tactics trying to intimidate Americans that are doing something about this invasion, you see?
Yeah, well, every documentary film that I've done, and I think you've seen two or three of them.
Yes.
They are American citizens around the country that I've interviewed who want this invasion stopped. He's Ola Foster, like you saw in the one film, was called a white supremacist, and she's black. Lupe, because of her views on illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Lupe Moreno, she's not only Native American, she's just Mexican, Mexican-American, and she was called a racist for her views on illegal immigration. And this evangelical nonsense. The Catholic Church is one of the most insidious organizations on immigration right now. And before, I was just saying Catholic Charities, but it's the whole Catholic Church. Now, I'm Catholic, so I have nothing against Catholics. This church is backing illegals. They're promoting illegal immigration because most of them are Catholics, and their base was being eroded in this country. American people better wake up, because what's coming down the line? I know people now that have been involved. They said, we have to do something now. And everything looks normal. I mean, if I wasn't involved with this, I'd be driving around like everybody else, just, you know, dumbed down, you know, thinking everything's fine and rosy. It's not, you know, and you'd think that people would know,
well,
but they don't.
Three factors now are making people, and this is what it takes, unfortunately, the pain level has to be increased. One, the school crisis, what's going on in their schools and the cost going up. The second is the hospitalization crisis now costing the average American much more through their medical insurance. And, of course, the other one just, you know, being what is going on with unemployment. And part of the reason is NAFTA, CAFTA, and, of course, FTAA, which they're working on. All of this, and this is why Bush wouldn't dare talk to Vincenzo Fox in such a way as to chastise him, wouldn't dare. Now, you see, Mexico is one of our great trading partners, such as Red China. And, you know, John, I've been looking around, shopping in stores at this time of year, and I've been taking notes. How many products are made in Red China today and in Mexico in our stores, and people are buying them up because they're cheap? And, you know, what they're doing is paying for their own rope around their necks.
There's many reasons. why this is happening. One, there's so much money invested in Mexico with the banks.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid that the default of
the IMF and the World Bank.
Yeah,
we're
just not going to pay you. They're mm-hmm. also afraid to offend them to the point where they would turn to communism. That's another.
They've already been communist since the 1930s in Mexico.
Yeah, well, they're socialist, Marxist,
yeah.
You know, in their government.
Right.
And they've never been our friend. They've never. It's the big sucking sound from the South. What have they given us besides Montezuma's revenge? You know, I like to know. It is just to the point where it's really sad that, mm-hmm. that it's gotten to this point. And, I just brought up again about this movie Red Dawn.
Yeah.
You know, he said, well, that was Cuba. I said, well, it was done the same way. If you remember seeing the film, go back and see it again. You'll
John Milius directed it. Yeah, he took a lot of heat for that, by the way.
How they got the key positions through illegal immigration. They had illegals in all the key positions. We have mm-hmm. illegals working in our top secret bases.
Okay. Yeah.
You're right.
It's outrageous, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's reached the point,
as you say, where it's getting kind of late now. And we're going to take some calls if you want to. We'll invite people to call in quickly, 800-313-9443, to speak with John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, 800-313-9443. Let's take a call. Mark in Texas. Hi, you're on the program.
What I'm wondering about, and I agree with what you are saying, it's called assurances. When the Mexicans, when the borders left wide open, we're actually subsidizing the payment from Mexico back to the World Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a tax put on money transfers, whether it be from the big guys, Wells Fargo, or anybody else that transfers money back to Mexico from the states? Is there a tax put on that? I've never heard any actual reference to this or actual figures. Anybody know that?
I'm not sure. All I know is there's approximately anywhere from $15 to $18 billion being sent back to Mexico by illegals, and the banks are promoting this.
And I think you're being conservative.
Oh, yeah, and some of that is...
Yeah, that is a conservative figure, but that's, as far as the taxes, I don't know. You know, people said that if we ever have a guest worker program, you know, the employer should be taxed for the medical care.
But the country of Mexico...
Yeah.
Do they tax any money transfers?
I
don't know.
That I don't know either. We could check on that.
I could find out real quick.
Yeah.
As long as we're on the banking situation, if I may, real fast.
Sure, go ahead, Mark.
It's been 92 years ago since the anniversary of the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly 92 years. They passed it with three senators mm-hmm. after they did not formally adjourn.
Right.
Called
it
a
quorum,
scary
huh?
This is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's all about the banks, guys.
Oh, we know that, Mark. Thank you very much for your call.
Up, down, left, and right. Hey,
appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you very much. Jeff in Tennessee. Hi, you're on the program.
Yes, hi. I just started catching the show here just about 10 minutes ago.
Good.
And I just have to say that I think that your guest is shooting his whole argument in the foot, making comments like the only thing that Mexico has ever given us is Montezuma's revenge.
Uh-huh.
The Mexicans have been a vital part of this country long before it even was an official country, we illegally kicked a whole lot of them out in the 20s and 30s.
What do you say to that, John Clark?
Okay, first off, it has nothing to do with legal Mexicans. I'm talking about the country. The government of Mexico has never done anything for this country. Legal Mexicans in this country do not want illegal immigration. And as far as kicking them out, the only time they were kicked out, the illegals, was Dwight David Eisenhower. He rounded up 1 million illegals and had them deported because him being a general... He knew an invasion when he saw one, and that's exactly what it is.
I think that if you go back and you read some history of what happened in this country, in the southwest of this country, in Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California, in the 20s, especially during the Depression. There were hundreds of thousands of Mexicans who were legal citizens in this country, who were born in this country, who were
We got a break out. There, Jeff. You're welcome to stay on if you wish, but we'll be right back. John Clark, our guest. We got to take a quick break, and we'll return. I'm Rick Adams. Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back with Jeff from Tennessee, and Jeff is taking issue with something John Clark has said about Mexico. I think there may be a little bit of miscommunication here, both of you, because I think John is talking about breaking our laws right now and what Mexican government is doing deliberately to do that. And, Jeff, you were talking about something that happened in the past, and you're referring to the 1930s, and you said that a bunch of American Mexicans were sent back to Mexico. Is that what you said? Were rounded up and taken and exported or repatriated? Is that what you said? Okay, Jeff left. All right.
Yeah,
I guess he couldn't continue. All right, go ahead, John.
You know, when these people, you know, bring this up, I gave a talk in New Jersey, and I said that the ranchers in Arizona told me that these illegals defecate on their porches. Well, the communist paper put out But I said all Mexicans defecate on porches, okay?
Yep.
And this is exactly this wording that he's using. It has nothing to do with the poor Mexican people down there who are being shafted by their own government, the socialists, the elite.
Yeah, well, our government, you know, our country is supposed to be a repository for all of the people that the Mexican government obviously wants to put on welfare. So we're supposed to pay for their welfare. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, their welfare. But the American taxpayers have to realize your medical costs have gone up because of these illegals flooding into the hospitals and getting free medical care. That's why you're paying high medical rates. My wife can't get free medical.
No.
She, I told her, I said, why don't you go back across the fence, come back as an illegal, and you'll get free medical.
Absolutely.
American citizens are being shafted, and these people, like the guy that called in about the video saying, picking on these Mexicans.
Well, Jeff is back, I think. Are you back, Jeff?
Yeah. I'm,
okay, go ahead. Now, was that what were you saying? Because I wasn't really clear on it myself. You were saying that something that took place in the 1930s is basically what you were referring to. Is that what it was?
In the 20s and 30s, hundreds of thousands of Mexicans Mexican-Americans who were born in this country, who for generations had lived in the Southwest, were kicked out, their land was taken back. I'm not talking about the loss of the state of the states that Mexico lost in the war.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about generations of family land in the southwest of the country that was basically just taken over, and the people were kicked out.
I've never heard anything like that.
I wasn't aware of it myself.
Of that?
No.
I would refer you to an American Experience special on PBS if you'd like to research some more of that, or any public library.
So you're saying hundreds of thousands of Mexican-American citizens were put back in Mexico. Now, are these American citizens?
They were born, and their families for generations had lived.
Were these American citizens, or they were illegal?
No, he says they're American citizens.
They were American citizens before. Their families were American citizens before we were officially calling this America. They lived there.
Let me ask you this. Hello?
Jeff. In Mexico.
Jeff, hold on. Jeff, let me just ask you this question, Jeff, and that is, what was the occasion for this? I'd like to know what the occasion was.
The occasion was the depression.
You see, their homes were stolen, their homes were taken, they were kicked, they were forced to be repatriated to Mexico?
That's right. For any.
Well, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, please do.
I will. Yeah, I'm curious because if they were Americans,
that I know that they were rounded up and deported was Dwight David Eisenhower rounded up 1 million illegal aliens.
Yeah, all right.
And deported them.
Look, stay. Can you just stay, Jeff? I'm all done. Okay, but John, can you just stay 5 more minutes?
Sure.
So we have another guest coming up, but we'll be back. I want to just pursue this quickly and delineate what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.